We have Q Sledge. We have Big Fatty. I'm always honored to have Big Fatty.
You know, Big Fatty, the Big Fatty, you know, he did a great Christmas show this year. I don't know who the narrator was that he had for that show, but he was awesome.
Well, I think I heard it was you.
Oh, it could be. Maybe I put myself up for a podcast award for that.
I did. I did see you. Well, you said something about, yes, Fatty, I'll be there. I'm not going to be late, blah, 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 yes. Something like that.
No, actually, that was the thing. I actually wasn't invited to the old-fashioned Christmas party. It's like when you listen to it, it was just kind of like, oh, he invited Vera. He invited Larry Vader. He invited Wes Stone. He invited everyone except me. Didn't invite me to the fucking party. No, I was just the narrator. I didn't get invited to the actual party. See how it goes? Continuing on, though, in the chat room here before we get people upset at us here, we also have the Good Humor Penguin and we have Moist Cookies.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I'm always honored to have Big Fatty.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1541. The BFO from Monday, the 23rd of December, 2013. Y'all coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I've got the 2011 Christmas Spectacular, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about the Hatlanta dinner. Hello, mammaries. Be ready. That sounds vulgar. Hi, everyone. I hope your Monday is going well. Y'all only on shopping days left till crema. And you are mammaries today because y'all are 2011 crema spectacular. Big Fatty tells a few of his Christmas mammaries.
Big Fatty, you mean memories.
Okay. Anyway, y'all, I'm happy to just give a real quick little recap about the dinner we had in Hatlanta. We had George in Atlanta and gay country boy Wes and his hubby Travis and terminally single Tim and Epa Louie. Romo could not be there. He's dealing with a death in his family, so we send our condolences out to him, and it just wasn't the same without him. No, it doesn't mean we didn't have a good time, but it just wasn't the same without him. And y'all, it was just lovely. Then most of us went over to the new Cock-a-Doodle-Doos, and y'all, there was some delicious boys in underpants there. So anyway, y'all, just a couple of quick reminders. Don't forget, go over and get that 12 Days of Crema app. 12 Gifts of Crema app at the App Store. And y'all, I've gotten lots of voice letters, so I'm good for this coming Friday. And y'all, I've gotten cards every day since I've been over here in Atlanta. Yes, Big Fatty.
The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to play some of my favorite crema music. And I'm going to just tell you some stories about when Big Fatty was growing up and about the hats and things like that. Now, y'all, I've already told the story of the flaming chair. But, y'all, it probably goes, it probably deserves repeating. So I'll just give you the Reader's Digest version. The orange hat used to drink and cavort and and smoke and all this kind of stuff, and y'all, he was drunk one crema eve, and so I had to drive him home from his office. And y'all, we had bought one of my brothers a special wooden chair, and it was all packaged up in the box, and you know, we had opened the box to look at it, make sure it was in good condition, and the arms were wrapped with packing and all this kind of stuff. But anyway, so this chair was in the back of his truck, and we're driving home, and my father's smoking, and it just drove me damn crazy. And he threw the cigarette out, and y'all, I All of a sudden, a couple of minutes later, I look out the rearview mirror, and y'all, the back of the truck is on fire. It's on fire! And y'all, I pull over to the side of the interstate, and I get back in the back, and I throw the box with the chair, the flaming chair in it, out of the truck, because I didn't want the truck to explode. And then I pull the chair out of the box and stomp out the padding that has caught fire, and you know, finally it's all out, and needless to say, the hat got real quiet. Got real quiet as we resumed our trip. And then, y'all, out of nowhere, he said, "I turned around and I thought it was Halley's Comet." Now, y'all, as mad as I was, it's just that kind of shit like that. It's just crazy shit that just, it absolutely cracks me up. So anyway, needless to say, Krim, I'm warning, there were lots of stories to be told when my brother had a burned chair as his main Krimmer gift. Now, y'all, there are numerous stories of when Big Fatty was a child, and some of the things that he did or whatever as a child. And, y'all, my mother tells the story. And, y'all, I thought I had a picture of this, and this was going to be my show artwork, but I couldn't find it. But anyway, my mother says that I was about, four or five, you know, something about that, around that age, all I wanted for Grandma that year was an ironing board and an iron. So I could iron and like she did. And so anyway, but I don't know. I don't know. Y'all, I can't stand to iron now. But, y'all, there was a picture of me just as proud as a peacock, ironing away on Crema morning. So, y'all, there was another story that my mother tells. In the old days, we didn't have all these fancy Crema trees like we have nowadays. Y'all, you had basically a choice of a balsam or a Scotch pine. And you know, the balsam, it looked like fingers of and that's the one that smelled like the traditional Christmas tree. No, none of these Fraser firs or noble pines or anything like that that I can remember anyway. Those were basically your two choices. So we always got the one that looked like had the fingers. And y'all, you had the big lights to go on them, not the big size like outside, but none of these little tiny white lights or colored lights or anything like that. It was the regular mid-size lights. And y'all, we set, you know, we just drove the hats crazy. Oh, we need to put the tree up. We need to put the tree up. We need to put the tree up. And y'all, so we put the tree up. And y'all, as the time went on, you would walk into the living room where the tree was, and y'all, it would sound like it was raining. The needles would just come crashing down. And y'all, by Christmas Eve, there was not a single needle left on the tree. It was a stick. It was worse than Charlie Brown's tree. And y'all, they had to go out and get a brand new tree on Christmas Eve, undecorated and redecorated. And y'all, you know, in the old days, we didn't have all these garlands and everything. You basically had lights, and you had balls and icicles. And y'all, you would put the icicles on one at a time, and that's what took so damn forever. And then when Grandma was over, you would take them off one at a time and put them in a magazine and save them for the next year. Y'all, it was the biggest waste of time and energy ever. So anyway, but Y'all, the music we're listening to right now is Ray Conniff and the Ray Conniff Singers. And Big Fatty just loved Ray Conniff. Y'all, I loved Mitch Miller and, you know, Sing Along with Mitch. And then, of course, the, you know, just the instrumental things also. But and the Carpenters were also very big on Big Fatty's crema list also. Now, y'all, I remember one year that I woke up early. And, well, I tell you what, I'll tell you that one in just a minute. Yes, Big Freddy, save something for him to come back to.
Who's got a beard that's long and white? Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Dear Higashi, y'all, you know, everybody tries to find their crema gifts ahead of time. And y'all, I was rummaging around one year in my mother's closet in her bedroom. And y'all, I saw this box that said telescope. And y'all, I didn't want a damn telescope. But it was just like, oh, gosh, what am I going to do with a telescope? And, you know, so I prepared myself that I was going to be excited to get the telescope come crema morning. And so y'all, we opened all the gifts and everything, you know, and when Santa Claus came to see us, he would always set the toys out. They wouldn't be wrapped up. And then the gifts, there'd be a few gifts from the relatives and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, the toys were always out. And y'all, I came in and I was looking at all the stuff that Santa Claus had brought and everything. And y'all, I didn't see the telescope. And I thought, well, maybe it's wrapped up or something. So y'all, we opened up all the wrapped gifts. And y'all, there still wasn't a telescope. And y'all, I had to come clean. And so y'all, after all these gifts... And, you know, your parents, the Hats always wanted to have it even between me and my brothers. You know, no one got any more than anyone else. And they worked very hard at that. But so I turned to them after all the gifts were open. And, y'all, I said, is that all? And y'all, you would have thought I'd punched him in the stomach. And my mother goes, well, what do you mean, is that all? And y'all, I had to come clean. I said, well, I have to admit, I saw a box in your closet that said telescope. And y'all, it was from the Telescope Furniture Company, and it was the director's chair that I had wanted. Be ready.
It's Christmas time and time for a carol, time to sing about the little king, to fill the bowl and roll out the barrel, have ourselves a fling.
Y'all, the next story is about my grandmother, and my mother is the youngest child in her family, and she has a sister that was 17 years older than her, and then her mother and father. And I didn't really know my grandfather that well. He died early on, but evidently, when my mother was young, you know, 8 or 9 years old, she had wanted a bicycle for Christmas. And so, you know, they had all put her to bed, and, you know, her sister was up, and they were having a little holiday cheer, and, you know, probably making a little more noise than they should have been. But they woke my mother up, and she came out, and all of a sudden, as about the same time that she came out, my grandmother was riding this child's bicycle across the room. Woo! And they saw my mother, And they rushed her over to the window. Oh, Santa Claus has just been here. Oh, my goodness, let's go over to the window and see if we can see him leaving. Oh, dear Gussie. And so, y'all, they rushed her to the window as my grandmother regained her composure. And, y'all, my grandmother, you know, I just can't picture this. But, y'all, the fact that that happened in those days makes me just giggle like a schoolgirl, because y'all, it goes against everything I remembered about my grandmother. And so anyway, but y'all, that's one of my favorite grandparent stories. Now my father's parents, we would go over and decorate their tree every year. And y'all, the one thing I remember, my grandfather had a little envelope in amongst the Christmas decorations, a little manila envelope, and in it was a little card. It was probably 8x10, and it had a little glitter. It had Santa Claus in a sleigh on it, and it said Merry Crema and Happy New Year. One year, it was a traumatic Christmas, y'all. It was a traumatic Christmas because, y'all, the Hats decided that we were going to take a Crema cruise. And, y'all, this is not good for children that are of Santa Claus believing age. But, y'all, we went to Jamaica and all this kind of stuff. But, y'all, we just didn't know about this. But we had a tree at home and all this kind of stuff. But, anyway, so we got to the port and got on the ship and everything. And, one day we were making some noise out in the little hallway. And, y'all, this is before they had those nice ships. We were making some noise out in the hallway, and the folks across the aisle, the woman stuck her head out and said, "Can't you keep those kids quiet?" And my father goes, "I'm sorry, madam. They're only children, and it's Christmas." And, y'all, that night, a bottle of wine was sent over to our table from the lady. With her sincere apologies, she says, "You've reminded me what the spirit of Christmas is all about." But y'all, also sent to the table that night was a telegram, and it was from the North Pole, and it said, "Fear not, I have obtained the navigational devices needed to find your ship at sea. So look for something from me tomorrow morning." And needless to say, y'all, we were all excited because Santa Claus came to the ship. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you enjoyed that. Y'all, it's just Big Fatty telling silliness of growing up. And, y'all, I've got lots more of those stories. We'll have to do another one of those one year. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard that Adam Burns and that Daniel Biba talking, and y'all, Daniel was referring to being the narrator on a Crema Spectacular, and y'all, it's the one that's coming up tomorrow, the old-fashioned Crema that was last year's, and then, of course, on Crema Morning, wake up and get this year's Crema Spectacular. Adam, what will you say when Big Fatty's in your ears Crema Morning?
I'm always honored to have Big Fatty.
Oh, well, we're honored to be had. Yes.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 337-1438 and give me your good, gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.